Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
On the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game. So we got 2 hours of Redford for that. We will get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll get ready for Cal Miami. We'll get ready for the baseball playoffs. These baby have been on fire. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. What a game. You got to tip your cap to Captain Kirk. I don't think we can call him primetime Kirk anymore because he's all he's doing is balling on primetime. That's three comeback wins for the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe it's a new day. Maybe Magic City expanded. Maybe Kirk Cousins had his little taste of the lemon pepper lose. Who the hell knows? But the Falcons are balling. Oh, I love sports. I love it. Friday. Shasky, what's happening?
What's up, buddy? You know, clock management was extremely important in that game. And
out of all the things to start with, it's like watching the paint dry right now. What? Come on, give me some excitement here. Pete Alonso, top of the ninth, three-run jack.
We'll get
Come
to that.
Come on. But how about the food and Chase Center yesterday?
When your coach has all three timeouts at the end of a game to use to stop the clock to get the ball back. How much time did Kirk Cousins have? A little over a minute and marched all the way down and threw a bunch of balls over the middle of the field? Interesting.
Out of that game, that's your big takeaway.
Well, yeah.
No,
I mean, without
you know what my big takeaway is? Having the wherewithal to know that I could get away with throwing a quick slant and still line up perfectly.
That's clock management.
It was
football.
Amazing.
It was genius.
Unbelievable.
And then they get a penalty and go back 5 yards, yeah. and it doesn't even matter. They still kick the field goal.
Well, it did matter yesterday.
I'm not even going to try.
Whatever.
Mispronunciation of the year. Put that on there. I've got a full loaded category. You can add Mr. Bonte 40, to the list.
Mr. 41 yarder.
Last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Yes. All I'm saying is,
guys love to embarrass
is that Kirk Cousins was awesome, but like Raheem Morris being able to have all those three timeouts, getting the stop, getting the ball back, and then them being able to work the middle of the field. I mean, it wasn't even that clean of a drive.
It's not even clock management. To me, it's play selection and ball security. Bucky Irving, you got to take care of the football, young man.
It's pretty obvious.
Bucky Irving, you got to take care of the football.
Two turnovers for that safety.
You got to get some points out of that. That game should have been over and over and over again. And there were some questionable calls in that football game. But what a game. Kirk Cousins, what he did yesterday, what he's doing for this Falcons team, I got to give it up to him because we all assumed that Michael Penix Jr. would be ramping up to get ready to start by the end of October. And you know what? I don't think that's happening this year as long as Kirk Cousins is healthy. Threw for 509 yards. 509, Chasky. 4 touchdowns in the pick. And he was throwing dimes, anticipating throws. Oh, he was instinctual. I got to give it up to Kirk. I got to give it up to him. I got to. Dude, he's balling.
Can someone please wake Al Michaels up and let him know it's not a preseason game? You know, I'm watching sports last night. I've got the baseball on the small iPad, and I've got football on the big television. And I'm lying, and me and LJ, we're playing. We're having fun. We're wrestling. We're doing all the things that you do to try to, wear your kid down so he can go to bed. And I'm saying to myself, how is the baseball, and I know the baseball game's in the playoffs, but how is the baseball game feel like it is game 7 of the World Series, and I flip on a football game, which we all would agree was an awesome, maybe the best Thursday night football game ever.
It was a good one.
Classic, at least on Amazon. I'm going to Amazon now. And it's like, Al, it's 1st and 10, and the game
it's Friday.
Al's done, dog. Put the man out to pasture.
Right, we can talk about
this with Goodfellas.
You know what,
he'd have been clipped. If this was Sopranos, we would have taken him out. Al is done. What are we doing?
Wake up, Al.
Sleepy Al. Wake up. It's a football game.
Fantasy implications.
Kirk Cousins playing for his career. Raheem Morris. I mean, he's wearing joggers. I can see his calves. Pay attention. It was the broadcast is horrible.
Okay, all right.
Great game. Horrible broadcast.
I've heard it for over 2.5 years. I'm not going to complain about it. It is what it is. They're not going anywhere right now. So it is what
Spadoni,
it is.
You're
either
with me.
Watch. No, listen. I said it last. I don't. Amazon app needs work. It needs work.
All right?
It needs work. It needs work, but it's okay. I'm not going to let it deter me from enjoying the football game. And if you want to mute it, mute it. If you don't want to hear Al Michaels, turn it to Tampa Bay Buccaneers radio station. Turn on the Atlanta Falcons radio station. Stream that thing if you want to listen to something and be happy. But I'm not complaining. It's Friday. We got Niners and Cardinals. I got Patrick Willis coming on the show. We got great baseball playoffs. Cal Miami College game days here. And Marshawn Lynch is going to be the guest picker. There's a lot to love right now. No hate zone on the morning roast. I'm loving life right now. I don't have it in me to complain about Al Michaels this morning. I'm going to look at Kirk Cousins and say, damn, how about this Hodge kid? Somebody shot this guy out of a cannon. Look at the speed. Drake London. Come on. You complain and fight on. There we go, Spadoni. There's a lot to love. J.J. Redick is clapping at reporters. The Warriors in Hawaii. Kaminga sitting down with Whitley.
Oh,
what is there not to love right now? Sports, man. There's no complaining today.
I didn't have to have the game on mute, Bonte. I literally had it on like 50 on my volume, and I couldn't tell that the game was even on because 80-year-old Al Michaels making $11 million a year has to be
don't
woken
hate
up
the
from
player.
His slumber that a fun game is going on.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, man. He's getting his money. Don't hate on it. One day we're going to be old, 70, 75, misremembering names, bald,
one
unattractive. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to the polar bear moment.
I'll get to the cold polar bear because yesterday, as you were clamoring for 37-year-old Paul Goldschmidt,
well, for a one-year deal,
my head on the table said, I want the polar bear here. Go sell the polar bear hats. I want Pete Alonso batting in front of Eldridge or behind him. I don't give a damn. Go get me Pete Alonso. And Spadoni, play this because, this made me feel good.
Swing and a ball drill. Right field. Freeling back. At the wall. Out of here. It's out of here. Alonso, an opposite field home run. And the Mets had the lead. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, takes Devin Williams deep. And here in the ninth, the comeback kids have done it again. It's 3-2 Mets.
It's funny, it was louder on that than I remember it when I was watching it. It felt like the stadium went dead silent.
John Schaube, ESPN, whooped the call there. Ninth inning home run, dramatic feel for Pete Alonso. The Mets had three road teams. The Royals going to Baltimore, they handle business. The Tigers going to H-Town, Houston, they handle business. The Mets go to Milwaukee, and in a best of three, after Willie Adames is threatening guys to meet them in the parking lot, and they want to fight. Pete Alonso brought the fight to him in the ninth inning, and now they're heading to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies, and I want Pete Alonso. And you know what? I can dream again. Giants fans, a lot of Giants fans said, Bonte, what are you sipping tonight? I didn't sip anything last night. I had a great day in the pool. Baby Chaz and I were rolling. We were chilling, watching football, whatever it is. But you are allowed to dream again, Giants fans, because Farhan Zaidi is not here anymore. Buster Posey is now running the show. And in Buster, I trust. In Buster, I hope. In Buster, I pray we go get a big-name player. And it starts with Pete Alonso. Go bring him in with Eldridge. Go give me a 3-4-5-6. Eldridge, Pete, Chapman, Ramos. I don't really give a damn. Go give me some speed at the top of the lineup. But I want Pete Alonso. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of cash. You know what I'm saying? In California, New York, but the taxes are the same in New York and California. Man, it may even be more in New York. I don't know. Get me Pete Alonso. That's who we want. That's who you want now, Shasta. Come on. Get on this train.
I'm thinking of the Jay-Z line. I had a dream, I said, about who I said, about polar bear, I said. I mean, what a moment. And, you know, that home run, his reaction was incredible. I mean, I'm not even a Mets fan, and I was like, that's pretty amazing. And then Winkler scoring and spiking the helmet at home plate. I thought it shattered the helmet. I don't know what was going on there. I don't know if that was like over the top or I loved it. I don't even know.
It's playoff baseball.
No, but seeing the Mets pour out of the dugout for Pete Alonso was incredible. Absolutely incredible. It reminded me of the Brandon, in a way, it's different, obviously, because the game has changed so much since then. It reminded me of the Brandon Crawford home run against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This moment right here.
And the curveball is hit high and deep to right field. It is gone. Brandon Crawford Crawford silences the crowd here in Pittsburgh with a grand slam.
Dan Shulman, ESPN. That's what it felt like to me. When you hit that road home run, okay, and you shut a crowd up, and the only people cheering is your dugout and the handful of fans that show up, there is nothing like that in sports.
To me, the better comparison is Wanaribe, Philadelphia. Citizens Bank Park. That place was going crazy. Ryan Matson is pitching.
Thumbs up. And
thumbs up going Oppo Taco. It's Citizens Bank Park, the right field, and the Giants win 3-2. And then they pour out a dugout to go to the World Series later on, a couple innings later. So, look, all these home runs, dramatic on the road, backs against the wall. And look, I'm not a big fan of the New York teams, no doubt about it. But I thought a New York kitty last night should have fired off a text to him. That's a big-time win. And now they get a big-time chance to play the Philadelphia Phillies, and they're red hot. And these playoffs in the semifinal, look, we got everything going on this weekend. I am, and it goes, you know, I don't think I want to go to the Niners game. That's too much football for me. I said, babe, I think I'm going to SI Reader tonight. We're going to Cal Miami tomorrow. We're going to Cardinals Niners on Sunday. We're watching baseball galore. We got Yankees and Royals. All right? Bobby Witt Jr.'s going to Yankee Stadium to take on Judge and the Bronx Bombers. We got the Phillies and the Mets. This is a classic NL East rivalry. Take the train down to Philadelphia. Take the train up to New York. This is big-time baseball. You got the Dodgers and Padres. The Dodgers and Padres who hate each other, who despise each other. You got the who's who. Just a litany of superstars. Oh, my Lord. Injected into my veins. And the most underrated series of them all, which I think will be very good, and nobody's talking about them. Steven Vogt's Cleveland Guardians, Jose Ramirez against this upscale, upstart Detroit Tigers team with AJ Hinch. Oh my Lord, these playoffs have been amazing. That's why Buster Posey, he sees it. He's scouring these playoffs right now, watching in his lab, whether it's in the East Bay or down there at 24 Willie Mays Plaza, Shasky said, I've got to get my hands on one of these guys. I've got to get my hands on one of these guys, and we got to bring this back to the Bay. So there's a lot to love right now in life. There's a lot to love if you're a Bay Area sports fan. There's no complaining today. I'm not allowing it. You're not allowing deep playoff run talk. I'm not allowing you to bash Al Michaels today because you do it every week, and it's tired. I don't care about Al Michaels. The game was great.
He's done. He's done. It's okay, but we'll move on.
Yeah,
he's done.
On.
I'm fired up for this Cal-Miami game, too. This is going to be a big one. I mean, Cal fans, where you at? Today, of all the days where we're actually going to talk about Cal football, today's that day. Today is your day. Can you believe it?
Today is your day. Shameless Shoutouts is going to be about you, Cal fans. If you're going to be out there at College Game Day, 7:45, you better call in. I want to hear from you, Cal fans. Now's your time. It's a big stage for you, Cal Berkeley fans. A big stage. The U is coming to the West Coast. The U landed last night. And Mario Cristobal has some experience in the Bay Area. He's recruited here. He's had bowl games here. Mario Cristobal is working around. He's working to I heard rumors they were trying to get him to practice the city again. But he's practicing. I hear it's Skyline High School. Love it.
Is that where he is?
Yeah, I hear they're at Skyline High School there. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Are you going to be on the sidelines?
I wish, but I was not able to get that pass. I will be in the stands with the rest of the fans.
Wearing
Miami stuff.
Where aren't Miami. You also a Cal fan?
Well, I mean, both my parents went to Cal, and I grew up loving Cal football, and I've told the story several times about how Cal football led me to going to Miami, so I'll be very, you know, I'm going to be rooting for Miami, but if Cal wins, I'll be very happy for Cal football.
I will be.
Who are you
walking
rooting
the
for?
Sidelines.
Who are you?
Oh,
rooting?
I'm just rooting for.
Wait, you're
game.
On the sidelines?
I'm going to walk the sidelines before the game.
Oh, you got it like that?
Do you have a pass to do that, or you're just going to like,
no,
I'm Bonte Hill.
I don't do that.
Make way.
No, I don't do that. Very humble on how I operate. But, you know, I'm going to be humble with this.
If you let me through, you'll be Bonte Hill next week.
See, what you guys learned is you build relationships over the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to a point
all
where it's
like.
All
those Cal games you attended over the last 10 years.
I did attend a lot of Cal games. Uh-huh. I was on the sideline for USC, Jared Goff. I attended a lot of Cal Berkeley games. A lot of Cal games.
Jared Goff was drafted in 2016.
Yeah, but I've attended a lot of Cal games. I've attended a lot. I see Herbert up there. I've seen a lot of people up there at Cal.
Split hat Sam.
I've seen a lot of guys at Cal Berkeley.
But if there was a split hat Cal Miami hat, I'd probably call that.
I'll be looking for the Miami celebs. I will be on the sideline. I'll be walking to the pier up there around 4 o'clock, 4:30.
You and FP?
Nah, I will not be with FP.
You're my shower, Bonte.
Will FP be going? Is anybody?
Yeah, I asked him last week. He said he's trying to get tickets, so I expect him to be there.
Oh, he'll get some tickets. He'll get some
tickets. Absolutely, it's FP. He always finds a way.
Is it sold out?
I'm not sure. I mean, with the amount of attention it's getting, I assume it's going to be pretty close to one.
I'm pretty excited for this. It's a lot
believe,
of fun.
I can't believe Shasky's crossing the Bay Bridge for this game.
I've probably been to more Cal games than you the last 10 years.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I know I have.
No, you haven't.
I go at least once a year.
I've gone at least once a year.
I need photo evidence of that.
I've gone at least once a year.
Okay.
That's why when Sam asked me about the press box, the new press box, he was like, yo, have you been up there? I was like, yeah, plenty of times.
Cheapest ticket right now, by the way, $70 to get in there.
The stadium's huge.
Yeah.
You can basically sit wherever you want.
Yeah, it's good views everywhere.
It's awesome. My nephew went there. We'd always go to a couple games when he was there, and it's always a good time out there. They got great gear. Cal's got great gear. They do. The bear, the silhouette bear, is like one of the coolest logos you can have. It's a very cool logo, too.
5-1-0. Bonte takes PS5 into double. Lake Cal games. Cal is going to the game. That's pretty funny. What's the last Cal game you got to?
We went last year. Who did they play last year? I don't even know. It wasn't Oregon. It wasn't Oregon State. I don't know. We went last year.
You don't know. You didn't go.
I literally put it on Instagram. You can probably look.
No, I am not.
You got to Google it.
I mean,
you got to Google it. Probably been to more Stafford games.
I haven't been to Stafford game in a while.
Yeah, because it's just easier to get to. It's easier to get to. 20 minutes away from the crib.
That area
minutes.
Around Stanford Stadium, super nice.
It really is.
I went to the big game there last year. The first time I actually gone to a Stanford game in forever. And I'm walking around, I'm like, oh, wow, that's actually a really nice campus here.
The Redwood Chips, they used to let you re-enter at halftime so you can leave, go back out to your tailgate, and then go back in. Yeah. I don't know if that's still a thing, but when they remodeled that stadium, the sight lines are amazing. And it really is a very good, just like Cal games, a very family-friendly atmosphere. What they do on some of the games for Cal is they have this side field, this like turf. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, Sam. I don't know what the name of it is.
Maxwell Family Field, I believe.
What is it?
The Maxwell Family Field.
Yes, and everybody
right next to the stadium.
Everybody's hanging out there, and they've got like a little wine section, and the kids are throwing the football, playing soccer. They got all these little booths set up. And, you know, usually walking up from BART, you're sweating like crazy, so you want to stop and get something to drink or eat
on your way up. It's a long walk up there. I lived in Berkeley, I lived on Carlton Street for about a year. I lived in Berkeley. My homegirl from Washington High School, Erin Donahoe, now lives in Oregon. But we would walk up there to Cal games all the time. It was a nice little walk.
It is.
Some good exercise.
Bears
really
Lair?
Good exercise. Yeah. Saw Nate Longshore play a game in the throwbacks against USC. He threw one of the illest picks I've ever seen in my life, man. It's like, dude.
Sounds like Nate Longshore.
Sounds like nasty Nate.
Number 9.
He's a coach now. I think he was coaching at UNLV for a while. Yeah. I'm not sure where he is now.
I wonder that quarterback left.
Stop.
Sam, you are in your bag this morning. Did you even sleep last night?
I don't see any night.
No, he was texting me some like good content at like almost 10 o'clock, so that's when I knew he was locked in.
Yeah,
it was like 9:30-ish.
Sure.
I was like 9:30 for us is like 11:30. All right.
Facts.
Well, Sam thought 1:30. We were talking Hail Mary football for 3 hours. It's like
why not?
It's a great sports weekend, though.
I love when you drop the Maxwell Family Field, man. That tugs at my heartstrings. No, that just tugs at my heartstrings. You know, I love the addresses and the names, the practice facilities and addresses of the stadiums and all that stuff. I like that. Well, I like that.
They added the little alcohol section a couple years back, and I will say that I've frequented that little area where they're allowed to serve alcohol in that one little like roped off area. Sam, I'm sure you know the name of that too. But the remodel was great. The retrofit, whatever they called it, there was a specific name because of the earthquake stuff. It looks phenomenal, and there's nothing better. I know this is a 7:30 game, so the sun will probably pretty much already be down.
Yeah.
But there's really nothing better than that 4:30, 5:30, 6:30 time.
Yeah, I love that dust setting.
Yeah, looking
the dust
back
setting
towards
starts
you know,
off as a day game,
absolutely.
And it turns
Tight
into a night game. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love
the student
dust
section
setting.
Above it, and you're looking
what,
over.
What will kickoff be? Because kickoff at Levi Stadium Sunday is going to be record temperatures. Apparently, Sunday at kickoff, it's going to be 92 degrees for Cardinals and Niners.
Oof,
92
cool
degrees.
Off that.
What is kickoff for
92
Cal Miami? 92 degrees.
That's
bro.
Crazy hot.
Like,
because 92 in the Bay is like 140 anywhere else.
And in Santa Clara, that thing's going to be bacon. And you got to run around a guard, try to cover and tackle Kyler Murray.
Is Guru going to go to that game wearing a sweater, an Argyle sweater? Remember last time it was like
that.
100 degrees at a Cowboy Niner preseason game? He's wearing an Argyle sweater, sweating bullets.
What's temperature for Cal Miami?
It's going to be like nice. It's going to be like high 70s because it's going to be like the sun's going to be going down.
Shirts and t-shirts.
Maybe low 80s, high 70s. They'll start getting cooler as the night goes on,
perfect.
Though.
Oh,
it'll
like
be
that.
Perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. Shorts, nice little polo, wear some shades at night. To use in town.
I wear my stunner glasses at night.
Is Lee
Just
Corso?
Sunglasses, but yeah. Lee Corso going to be there? I don't know. We'll see.
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, Marshawn's going to be there. It's going to be great. Did you guys see his little, as we're going to break here in just a second, do you guys see his little Enyo City segment he does every week?
For I missed it football? Yesterday.
They went to the Atlanta, Georgia Aquarium. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. He literally said the opening statement, I swear to God, that's what he said. He's like, man, I don't really look at like walruses and like stingrays. I'm used to getting booty cheeks in Atlanta. That's literally how he opened it.
Oh my God.
That's literally how he opened it.
All right. Now you got to get that. Now you got to get that. Can you get that, please?
Oh my God.
I mean, it makes sense. Lemon Pepper Lose, Magic City. I mean, when I think of Atlanta, I don't think of the aquarium. I don't think of the College Football Hall of Fame. I think of Magic City and dollar bills flying in the air. All right, that's it for let's break. Let's break before we get fired. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the Rose, better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. Sorry, we got Patrick Willis at 8 o'clock today, not 7, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Patrick Willis. Don Bailey Jr., one of the many voices of the University of Miami. This is a Lubman special there. And then Rob Stats Guerrero, Stats on Fire, is going to join us at 9:20. You know he's going to have something to say. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by the Red in Concord.
This is a destination for folks when they come to Atlanta. They're getting on a plane to come to Georgia Aquarium.
You've never been here before?
Mm-mm.
You've been here almost 20 years.
I'm not from Atlanta.
No, you don't have to be from Atlanta, but I know you've been to Atlanta.
Yeah, but see, if I come here, I'm trying to go see where the booty cheeks at. And these motherfuckers brought me to the aquarium.
Hey, yo, it's Zeus, your man. You listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Can we just play that one more time?
This is a destination for folks when they come to Atlanta. They're getting on a plane to come to Georgia Aquarium.
You've never been here before?
Mm-mm.
You've been here almost 20 years.
I'm not from Atlanta.
No, you don't have to be from Atlanta, but I know you've been to Atlanta.
Yeah, but see, if I come here, I'm trying to go see where the booty cheeks at. And these motherfuckers brought me to the aquarium.
I mean, that's on Amazon Prime. That's
Marshawn
Lynch.
Sorry for all the children driving to school this morning.
Well,
oh my God.
I'm sorry for the children for all the Diddy talk this week.
I don't think I said anything other than, you know, just Diddy's trouble.
We don't need kids Googling Diddy, whatever his name is. That's Marshawn Lynch yesterday. He goes to Atlanta for one reason and one reason only. You heard it. And you know what? I can't be mad at him for that. I can't be. Are you? I'm not. By the way, I didn't say good morning to all the graveyard shift workers or the overnight dancers or the cops or all the high school coaches getting their teams ready to go. Got a big one at sunset today. A big one. Reardon, St. Ignatius. You going, Shasky?
We want to go out there. I don't know what we got to figure out, because my wife's got work and stuff, so I got to figure out when she's going to be home and when I can get out, because I'm not bringing LJ out there for a 7 o'clock start when he goes to bed 30 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to kind of figure out when she gets home.
I'm looking forward to the day I can take baby Chess to a night game with me. I'm like, let's take it. It's one night.
I say it all the time. No. She goes, then what happens the next day? And what happens that night? And I'm like, okay,
I get the same thing.
Yeah, okay, good. Good to see I'm not alone.
Safety.
The routine is very important.
It is important, though. I'm not going to lie. The routine is very important. Edda did a hell of a job sleep training baby Chess. I would have had her up till 10 o'clock, whatever, 11 o'clock. These baby kids be up till 9:30 or whatnot. You know what? Kudos to you, Edda. You were right. I was wrong. By the way, big changes coming to the Giants. Big, big changes have already happened. So make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Lubman, Joe Shasky, I think you guys podcasted like 5 times this week. We'll have everything you need to know about the end of the Farhan Zaidi era and the rise of Buster Posey becoming the president of baseball operations. Subscribe today so that you do not miss out on the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area.
You know, it's interesting that you really think that the Giants have a much, much better shot with Pete Alonso.
Hold on, let me pause right there. I don't know if they have a shot at Pete Alonso. I'm dreaming here.
I want to support where you're going, because I do think they have a way better shot with Buster Posey, sight unseen.
All right.
Because if Buster Posey sits down with Pete Alonso, Pete's at least going to listen. That doesn't mean he's going to accept, but he's going to listen. If Farhan's like, hey, I need to meet with you. I mean, he's probably like, hey, see my agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a cachet of trying to, you know, at least have a one-on-one with someone like Buster Posey?
Absolutely.
I would think someone like Pete Alonso, who clearly takes his craft very serious.
That's the player I want. Passion, intensity.
You would think that he would have some respect for him.
Absolutely. I just think we're able to dream again. I don't know how much cachet Farhan had. I really don't. And knowing that Buster Posey's up there, knowing that he's a world champion, knowing that he played the game, knowing that he's going to do things the right way, knowing that he knows that he can't do this alone, that he's reaching out to guys like Brian Sabian, that he's doing his due diligence on bringing in the GM here to kind of do the day-to-day, everyday, be the face at the press conferences or whatnot. Buster Posey being here has given me hope that they can land a big fish. Now, they don't land a lot of big fish.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Fishes in San Francisco, I get it. The history tells us that they need to develop and have homegrown talent. And that obviously is an emphasis on this year. Bryce Eldridge on line one, Ramos, Fitzgerald, whatever. But you do need somebody from the outside. And I look at this lineup, I need athleticism, and I need some power. I can take care of the power of free agency. I think Pete Alonso, no matter what stadium he's playing in, is good for 30 to 40 home runs a season.
No doubt.
It's just a threat.
Well, and I think when you talk about relatability and whatnot, again, I'm going deep on this, and people are going to roll their eyes, and they're going to think it's stupid. You clearly have to have the right amount of money. That's where it starts. Years and money, right? We all agree.
Yep.
I know with good authority, Buster loves hunting and fishing. Loves it. I also know that Pete Alonso loves hunting and fishing. And so if I was Buster Posey, I would suggest to Pete Alonso, let's go on a little trip, let's go on a little guys outing, and let's just talk life, you know? And I would love to see it. You obviously have to have the right money. You have to have the right contract. Situation's got to be good. I don't know what the Mets are going to do. I mean, they're in like a very tight luxury tax situation. You know, their owner has been in trouble with Major League Baseball in terms of flying over the luxury tax. So I don't know where they stand. I don't know if they're just going to keep middle fingering Rob Manfred and the rest of the baseball owners, or if they're going to draw a hard line here. I have no idea what they're going to do. I mean, they got some big contracts besides Pete Alonso on their books.
No doubt. No doubt about that. But that's where it starts. Get in, Spinotti.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we actually had a host here at the station, gentlemen, try to get a professional Bay Area athlete already to try to help recruit Pete Alonso to the Giants. This was Kyle Anderson, who's from New Jersey.
Oh.
Slow-mo, who's from Jersey, grew up a massive Mets fan, joined Steiny and Goo a couple days ago, and here's Goo asking Kyle a question.
Can you help the Bay recruit Pete Alonso?
Yeah.
No, we need to bring Polar Bear back.
I want
Petey back.
So now Buster Posey's going to have to, you know, outcompete with one slow-mo Kyle Anderson.
Wow. Wow. Well, see, 408 here at Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte, you're talking about Bryce all of a sudden like he's a cleanup hitter already when he could be another Luis Matos or maybe worse. We have no idea about the guy. Let's be real. You are right, 408. We have no idea about Bryce Eldridge. But today on this good football Friday, I am thinking positively. I am thinking big. And I am thinking and I am dreaming. And I am dreaming that Eldridge will be in a 3-4-5 spot, hitting massive home runs as a rookie. So
with a lot of confidence, I'm going to tell you right now, Luis Matos is a fringe major leaguer. I don't know what he'll end up being. He's a fringe major leaguer. Bryce Eldridge is a major leaguer. He will be better than Luis Matos. I say that with the utmost confidence. And the reason that I would, if you're out there, oh, Joe Chesky says, no. Will Clark says it. No, JT Snow says it. No. Rich Aurelia says it. Ron Wotus says it. Bill Lasky, who I talked to on the side, says it. All those people say it.
Oh,
I trust people that have seen this guy up close in person and know what it takes, mindset-wise, physically, to be able to make the bigs. He is a big leaguer. There's a reason this guy is flying through the minors.
I'm dreaming about
now.
This.
Does he reach the promise that we all have?
No.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's a big leaguer.
But I'm going to dream right now. Giants fans haven't had the chance to dream over the last 6 years. Those dreams turned into nightmares, literally.
Posey's here. It's new. It's just, it feels different in the air when you drive by 24 Willie Mays Plaza. It just feels different driving by that brick stadium. It feels different. All of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait to go to a game here next season. I am alive when it comes to Giants baseball. And Pete, oh my gosh, Pete doing it yesterday. But it is a football Friday, and the Niners got business to handle. This is a big two-game stretch. I'm not,
I know, we've been underselling it. We're going to close the book on baseball.
We've been underselling it. These next two games could set the Niners up for a huge run before the bye week. I'm telling you, you beat up on the Cardinals on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You go to Seattle with a gotta-have-it division rivalry game up there with the 12s against DK and company. All right? You steal that game. You 4-2. You get a mini bye. Now you play the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, you play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl rematch, and if you could just get that game, all of a sudden, I'm thinking big, Shasky. I'm thinking 5-game winning streak before the bye week. Hell, with 5-3, what about 6-2? Huh? These are the 49ers. Mason are running hard. I got Brock Purdy playing as well as any quarterback in the league right now. Maybe I'm going to walk back my take on Joe Burrow. Yes, Brock Purdy is playing better football than Joe Burrow. The hell with that. I'm not scaring you internet punks who are in love with... I'm riding with my guy, number 13, Brock Purdy. So let's get into football. We got Willie coming on. Patrick Willis, this is a great Football Friday, folks. 888-957-9570. Come on, man. Like Guru said, sports, man. It's a lot happening.
All right, quickly. Detroit or Cleveland, who are you taking?
Cleveland.
Okay, I am too. Philly Mets.
Phillies at 5.
I'm taking the Phillies too. Pitching's just too good. Yankees, Royals.
Yankees at 4. This is gonna be a good one though. Royals are sneaky good, man.
I'm gonna go with the Royals.
Yeah,
I think it's a 7-game series.
Ooh. No, these are best of fives.
Oh,
right?
Excuse me, five.
I'm going Brock's Bombers.
I'm going Padres over the Dodgers.
I got Padres over Dodgers at 4. So I got Padres playing the Phillies in the NLCS. Yankees, Guardians, and the ALCS.
We have basically the same thing, but the Royals. I got Royals.
Dude.
Yankees pitching's all over the place.
Yeah, but that hitting's going to come alive. I think the hitting's going to carry. Juan Soto was made for the playoffs. And it's just different. Playoff baseball, Yankee Stadium. I don't know if the Royals are ready for this. All right, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. I'm not going to lie, Shask. I'm kind of rooting for the Yankees to win it all. And can I admit this out loud? We went to that Yankee game when I was in New York. And then bought a blue Yankee hat. She bought two Yankee hats, actually. Somebody else bought a Yankee hat, too, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, you're a front runner. I'm not surprised.
Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Havas Law. You've been wrong. Havas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HavasLaw.com. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Come on, Niner fans. Who's with me? Huge two-game stretch coming up. We got divisional games. We know division games are different. Bring on Kyler Murray and the Cards. Let's break it down here on the roast.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time.
She loves us. This case got love us. How's she doing? She's ready for camp, huh? Trading camp. Sixers.
Everybody's in Hawaii.
Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid. Hawaii sounds good right now. Could you imagine us doing the show at 3 in the morning in Hawaii?
I have no problem with that.
Body clock's a little different out there.
I'm going for the first time next weekend. I'm excited.
Are you really?
Nice. Yeah. My best friend's getting married, and I'm the best man.
In Hawaii?
In Hawaii. Kauai, the island.
Very selfish of them.
Not Kawhi Leonard, but yeah. Well, it's all right.
Why is it selfish?
Well, it's just very expensive.
Yeah, the plane tickets were, but I don't have to pay for like any of the stuff when I'm there. Like
that's good.
Or anything. They have this big compound everyone's staying at. It's nice. It's small.
I'm jealous. That's really like what I'm saying. Fun. I wish I had family money like that. You know what I mean?
Like, says a guy with three houses.
Definitely does not have family money.
Says a guy working on his fourth house.
He actually got hooked up because he worked for a client that gave him a huge discount. So that's why. So he was working actually on the job because he was a handyman and working on someone's house.
And you're the best man?
I am the best man. My best friend since I was 2 years old.
Oh, wow. You don't need to write down anything.
No, I'm going to be very short and sweet. Yeah. I'm literally going to say we're in Hawaii. No one wants to hear me talk. Let's go.
Oh, you got to rip him a little.
Well, of course. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But straight from the heart, off the cuff, it's fine.
Yeah.
But once it goes too long, as we all know, sometimes it drags out. So
Stephen Langford's brother did a great job.
Very funny. Dry delivery. Loved it.
Very, very fun.
Ian, right? Yeah.
Ian. Yep. Ian Langford.
I swear they look like Vances, both of them. They do. They look like J.D. Vance.
Well, I thought you just said, I thought you meant they just look like they could be named Vance.
No, J.D. Vance.
Who's J.D. Vance?
On the ticket. They have Republican the beard, the vice smile,
president. Oh, that guy. That guy.
They do look alike.
I'm going to go to Don in Concord. He's going to College Game Day tomorrow. Don, good morning. Hi, what's Don. Happening?
Hey, how you guys doing? What's going on over there, Joe Shasky?
I'm doing great.
Tomorrow morning is going to be one of the most exciting days in Berkeley for us football fans. Going to go out there to College Game Day, hope to meet Herb Street or something like that, see all the band, all the festivities, ride Bart on back home. Take a nap, and then go tear the town down tomorrow when we win.
Let's go.
Think about that.
I think you're on fire.
Don, how old are you?
Donnie? Oh, you really want to know? I'm 64 years old.
Oh, you're ready to party again. You're ready to get down with the get down.
You guys met me. I'm a youngster at heart.
Wait, did we meet you?
Cal Bears ever since.
Did we meet you at Copper Skillet?
Seventh grade. Yeah, at Copper Skillet that day.
Yeah, I remember you.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to wear my shirt today, my Rooster shirt that you gave me day, and I appreciate that.
Oh, we love that. We love that, Don. Let's go. We love that. How long have you been supporting the Bears?
Cal Bears since seventh grade, since the 70s, you know.
Ooh.
Long time.
Do you remember the last time?
I would love to see it.
Do you remember when Miami came out here to the Bay Area in the 90s?
Faintly remember that. I didn't go to that game. I had to work that day. That was back in the days when I was working all the time.
Yeah, I feel that.
Can you all have it out in Radio Land? I got Cal Bears by 2 points.
Ooh.
Let's go Bears.
Let's go Bears. I like that. You know what I love, too, is what went down at Chase Center yesterday, Shasky.
What went down at Chase Center yesterday, Bonte?
Oh, well, yesterday, what went down at Chase Center? The lovely Christina and the lovely Daphne
who worked with the Golden State Warriors. Wait, are you about to tell a tale, Bonte?
I don't think this is it.
It's a tale.
Shasky's,
it's a tale.
No,
hear ye, hear ye. Quiet down. The king has something to say. Your majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm?
Oh, the king's tale? What is the king's tale?
Your majesty, tell us a tale.
Christina Peterson works in the PR department with the Golden State Warriors. Daphne as well invited us, Shasky and I, to Chase Center, as Chase Center Bon Appetit announced new culinary offerings. And Chase Center added new concepts, innovative dishes, and local tastemakers for the upcoming season. So we were invited to get there at about 11 a.m., to the J.P. Morgan Club inside of Chase Center. And boy, did they not disappoint the lovely Donna, who runs everything at Chase Center. Concerts, comedy acts. She's happy about the tournament coming back, the mids tournament. Coming back to Chase Center in 2028. We were there to taste the new dishes.
And basically eat all the brand new food that's going to be unveiled at Chase Center.
Yeah, and, you know, taste and, you know, kind of walk around and taste things. And
tasting is like a little...
Yeah.
We didn't do tasting.
Yeah, I know.
Ate.
We did. We ate. Yeah. We ate big.
Who are you? Like, we had shovels.
We ate so much that I didn't even eat dinner. I wasn't even hungry.
I swear to God.
And we ate at about 12 o'clock. I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't eat the rest of the day. I was that full.
What'd you have? A truly?
No, I didn't have a truly.
7 chicken wings.
You had 7. I had 3 chicken wings. Fish and chips from Sam's Charter House.
So good.
The Cubana sandwich.
Oh, the Cubano was so good.
The Cubano
good.
Was so good.
Oh,
the burrito bowl.
With that green sauce thingy that was like dipping it in.
Al Pastor's tacos in the building.
Those were delicious. How about the Filipino french fries?
The Filipino french fries was unbelievable.
I don't even know what they're called. Whatever she called them, the head chef, they were unbelievable. And then I went back for more. The crispy pork.
The crispy pork was good. Crispy pork was good.
The peanut chicken.
Yep. The peanut chicken was really good.
It's like a saute. It was like on skewers. It was incredible.
And then the Golden State Spritz with vodka, blood orange, lime, and sparkly wine. The Dubberry Jam with bourbon, blackberry, lime. I had 2 of those and ginger beer. Oh,
So those new drinks, I didn't have one. Drinks.
Yeah, the Dub Berry Jam with bourbon, blackberry lime,
and ginger beer. Where can you get that at Chase Center?
JP Morgan Club.
Wow. Pinkies up.
I was pinkies up yesterday.
You were.
Sal Castaneda from KTVU was in the building.
Yeah.
He was pinkies up. He was double fisting.
Festus looked amazing.
He was in phenomenal shape. I mean, dude, the guy is so ripped.
He's jacked out of his mind.
He's got an 8-pack.
An 8?
I'm so jealous, man. And Festus was running the room. He was working material left and right. Yeah. Our boy Brian from KPIX runs one of the cameras. He was running material left and right.
Yeah, a lot of material.
You know, Shask was there running material. He was getting his airtime for sure. While I was just eating.
Being myself.
I was just eating. We did a hit for KTVU.
Oh, yeah.
Probably get a call.
Royalties in the mail.
Yeah. 510. Cowcats Business Tech Life. So get some Bontes off that soda sponsor diet. No. You're allowed to cheat day. I've controlled my weight. You're allowed to cheat day. I still eat boiled eggs for breakfast. You guys know me. I don't touch those donuts.
No.
Don't touch them.
Well, today's my cheat day.
Well, yesterday was my cheat day. So shout out to Christina Peterson. Shout out to Daphne.
Shout out everybody there.
I'm forgetting the chef's name. What was the chef's name? She was so sweet.
She was so nice.
She's the head chef, the only female chef in an NBA arena all across the league. And she's got it down pat. She had it rolling yesterday.
Well, and they have this program at Chase Center, which is really cool. It's called Tastemaker.
Yep.
And what they do is they take local culinary people who maybe their business isn't as booming as they'd like it to be, and they partner with them and they try to use a lot of ingredients that are local. And the Cubano was one of the tastemaker dishes, and I'm not joking when I say it was the best. It was the freaking best Cubano sandwich I've ever had in my life. It was incredible.
So that restaurant is in San Leandro, where you can get this Cubano sandwich.
Is that where it is? Okay, I didn't know that.
We'll get all the details. I have Christina send me the details for everybody out there who wants to know. But I told the lady who runs the restaurant, I said, hey, look, this Cubano sandwich is better than any Cubano I had in Cuba.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. It's better than... I'm dead serious.
Because in Miami, I tried a lot of different Cuban food when I went out there, and nothing was that good.
that was
so good.
How about my girl from the Bayview? She's from Hunter's Point. She goes, you have to try my apple pie nachos.
Oh, well, the apple pie nachos were incredible. They were incredible. Well, you had multiple nachos.
I got to get my... I had 2 plates of the nachos, but small plates, people, not like big plates.
They were tapas style, yes.
Yeah. But
Speaking of small plates.
But no, we had... Dude, Shasky was gobbling food. Hey, Shasky, I'm impressed. You can chow down. I don't know where it goes, but you can chow down, man.
I have a high metabolism rate, and I work out a lot. I know it doesn't, I eat way more than I should, but I work out and I have a high metabolism rate. I don't know what it is. I've always been this way. The problem for me is the sweets. I love them.
Yeah, you do.
They will get you if you're not careful.
Well, speaking of what will get you, I've got 5 plays that the Niners need to get.
Before we get there, just, I got a text from Spadoni. According to Ramona Shelburne, the Golden State Warriors liked Brody's skill set, but decided against taking him at number 52 overall to respect the wishes of one LeBron James.
That's awesome. You know what? I've always said the Golden State Warriors organization, nothing but class personified right there. To respect the king himself like that, to bow down at the feet of one LeBron James the way Joe Lacob, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry did, to bow to him, you know what? It shows a lot about the character of that franchise.
We can all agree, LeBron was in play for the Warriors until he wasn't.
I don't know what that means.
That means that basically they kicked the tires, all of them. Hey, LeBron to the Warriors, Warriors. And then for whatever reason, he went back to the Lakers.
Yeah, well, it was kicked around during the trade deadline. It's nothing new. It was kicked around during the trade deadline. Then the article came out 10 days later that the Warriors were discussing a trade option for LeBron James.
For as frustrated as I get with LeBron with the things he says... I would have taken Bronny James on the bench for the Warriors if that meant Bron comes.
I'm happy with Bronny James.
I'm happy with Bronny James.
Because
you are in your bag today.
Yesterday you were just going to rip LeBron, right?
I was. Well, because he's like full of crap saying that at 5 years old, I saw that he was a phenom. Dog, I know people that played you in AAU and your son wasn't ever the best player on the court. And I'm not trying to hate. I'm just like, what are you doing? Just stop. Just stop telling tall tales. It's okay. Like, he's in the NBA. You got him in. You did your job. You don't need to tell us how he was a phenom.
You would have got that every day if he was here.
Yeah, but it would have been in a Warrior uniform.
So we would have been playing that out. You wouldn't have been annoyed by the things he said if he was in a Warriors uniform?
I mean, look at how this dad is propping up his son. I mean, that's how to be a father.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's next level. That's next level. That is next level.
It's LeBron.
Oh, man.
And part of the LeBron experience is you put up with some stuff.
I'm really happy we don't have to go through the LeBron experience in the Warriors uniform.
So who was it behind the scenes that actually liked Bronny for the Warriors? Come on.
It was Cho. Yeah.
It was Cho Lathan. Or was it Draymond?
Oh, no, God, it's Draymond. I didn't even think of that. Draymond. I scouted him. He's not a four. He's definitely not a four. He's a two.
But if Kuminga had his work ethic, I think, you know what? He could be one of the best in the league.
Oh, my gosh.
Spadoni!
415, Kyle Kasper's text line. We're going to get to Shasky's five plays he needs to see on Sunday. No, on Cal Bears game day, I'm all about the fried chicken sandwich from Bake Sale Betty's on Telegraph.
Oh, nice.
North Oakland, Bake Sale Betty's, fried chicken sandwich. Might be a little too heavy on a game day. I want to be able to enjoy the game, not be half asleep during the game. You know what I mean?
And on game day, isn't it busy?
Probably. Ramona Shelburne, I don't know if... I don't know.
Could you imagine, Bonte? How about that 32 seconds from Bronny today? The end of that game, when it was Warriors down 20, he really came in there, and he got a stop. The guy hit the bucket over him. I know, but his hand was right in his face.
Oh, television Bonte would dress it up with the best of them. Oh, well, this is why you drafted Bronny James, the IQ that he gets from his father. You know, he's lived in the NBA. He's an NBA lifer. You know, don't get it twisted.
He's been a part of championship locker rooms before.
He's got, quote unquote, championship DNA.
Much like Klay Thompson. He was born into this.
He was born into it.
Forged into the finals.
Nothing gets too big for Bronny James. He's seen it all through his father.
Except USC basketball. I mean, come on. I mean, dude, what are we doing?
Stop. You can't do that. I'm not allowing you. Come on. You're not allowed to talk about LeBron James and Bronny.
I mean, like, call it what it is.
So
like, Kyle
Castaneda told him that, he wanted to know when we were talking about the food. And what he replied was, that Cubana, though.
Sal, I love you.
Sal was crushing food during live hits.
We were.
Oh, so good. I'm actually surprised more media members weren't there. You see media members when it's free food. We all run to the line, right? Love it? Media members, man, you should see the line at Levi's Stadium. Like Sunday, the omelet bar is going to be rocking and rolling, right, at Levi's Stadium?
Omelet bar.
Oh, that Levi's Stadium omelet bar in the press box, it's next level.
What? You talk about it like it's a family member.
Oh, no, dude. I'm telling you.
That level. Omelet bar, it... Yeah, bro, it's like your lovable uncle at the family gathering.
You could do anything. Sausages, ham, crab meat, bacon. I swear to God, I've done it all.
Three types of cheeses.
Oh, dude, I look behind me to see who's alive. I'm like, hey, boss man, I do a little bit of crab, a little bit of bacon. Yeah, sprinkle some bacon there. I do the mushrooms. He's like, you want anything else? We want some ham or something? I was like, yeah, why not? Why? Oh, I go all in at the omelet bar. That line is long. You know how long that press box is, right? Goes from end zone to end zone. Well, that's how long the omelet bar line is.
My favorite thing to do at a game is to sit in that end zone at a Niner game and look up like, where is Bonte? Where is Lubman?
Where is John?
Exactly.
And did you see a binoculars?
Oh, when I got you with the binoculars, that was pretty good.
I'm bringing binoculars every day.
You were standing and you had a white, collared shirt on or some sort. And I was like, oh, it's Bonte. So I took my phone and I zoomed in on you. And it was you pointing with the binoculars and you were talking with someone. And I was like,
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.